Hello, this is Bold Statements with Nick Goshalek and
Harry Montalvo
and
Dan the Man.
Dan the Man, that's right. And our first topic from our hiatus from a week ago will be your thoughts on fans flocking to retail stores to check out the new Star Wars merchandise in honor of the new film premiering in December.
Well, obviously, Star Wars The Force Awakens is one of the most hyped films of all time. There's no denying that.
The Star Wars name is so huge now. Yeah. It's
probably the biggest property of all time. And fans going out to stores at midnight just show how huge this movie is going to be.
Just for like t-shirts and toys. I mean, that's just to see what we can see in the movie. Yeah. Like just months before.
And the fact that stores were opening at midnight for it, that crowds were lined up for it.
Yeah.
That happens for almost every new video game release, though.
Yeah, the video game releases.
Video game releases, yes. Out at midnight. But for films, try finding another
this
film.
This is the first time in film that I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Like, that,
there's,
like,
no other, event for this. This is just for action figures and t-shirts and just random merchandise. That's it.
I mean, do you know what we saw in stores? I mean, you have a more verse on Star
Wars. I personally avoided most of the material because I don't want any spoilers.
Well, from what we saw, well, I don't know. You've probably seen everything up until this point, but I personally didn't like the lack of dialogue off the new characters and, like, the teasers and stuff.
Oh, I mean, I'm the same way.
I haven't seen anything new.
Finn has only breathed heavily.
Yeah.
Rey has only looked up into the sky, looked like a... trying to just be like, oh, look, this is the chick in the franchise now. And it's just like, the only emotion we've seen from a new character is Oscar Isaac. And we already know he's a good actor.
No.
So why not show off the other actors who aren't proven yet? Because honestly, his woohoo is more convincing than any of the
others.
Was that Chris Tucker? I think I did a little bit of Chris Tucker.
Kid Cudi, I saw he had a post on Facebook saying that he was actually at Toys R Us, and he said, hey, you trying to let me skip in front of him at Toys R Us, though?
Oh,
so.
Hey.
I'm positive.
Kinda, well, he kind of grew up right in that time span, so...
I mean, everyone grew up in that time span now.
Pretty relatable.
Probably me and Daniel would have went with you, or Dan the Man, rather. We had an Earl Sweatshirt concert in downtown Orlando to go to, and, that was a good time, I suppose.
We still gotta go and check out the merchandise, though.
My apologies to every rapper that got on the stage before Earl Sweatshirt that night. No offense to you. Everyone was just a little bit eager for Earl Sweatshirt to actually step on stage since we'd already been waiting 4 months.
Yeah, the crowd was getting antsy. I mean, we got there around 7:50. The concert started at 8. And
you know,
like,
they weren't hyped up for you, and honestly, there's nothing you could have done. Yeah. We wanted Earl.
Also, Earl was a bit intoxicated with some sort of...
thing. I liked him, man.
Oh, he was on point. I just felt like he came out a little bit, like, obviously late, but he seemed like to be enjoying substances. Anywho, let's move on. Thank you. Google's new logo. They debuted a new logo tonight. From what I've seen, it's pretty... it's a very childish take on it.
It's a very childish take. It looks like it was designed by a kindergartner.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it was like crayons or something. I mean, look, I understand you have to kind of, you know, go with the times, kind of get, you know, more updated and stuff, but I don't see why the...
Do you? Have you seen the ads with Coca-Cola? Coca-Cola will have the same ad. They'll have the same logo throughout all their years. Pepsi has always changed it. And that's been one of their ads, is why change?
Because Coke's, you know, Coke's been around from, like, you know,
Google
ever.
Didn't need to change its logo.
Well, that's what I was going to go with
Google
there for a second.
Google has a new logo every week, though. Like, there's always someone's, it would have been someone's birthday or it's a national
They do a lot of stuff to honor people and, like,
anyways.
Events.
To me, it doesn't mean that much anyways. At some point, they'll probably even use it, like, as a throwback to their old logo and bring old logos back to.
Yeah, probably another marketing tool. But I don't know. I'm a little torn on it. I understand change, but do we need really the Google logo changed?
The times they are.
After a year or two,
we can only use like 15 seconds of that.
Difference.
So, what?
After a year or two, we probably won't even remember the difference.
Oh, I will.
That's. I mean, we'll probably. Yeah. Well, we'll probably remember. It's like 9/11. It's like one day you wake up. It's like 15 years. It's like, whoa.
Yeah. Like
Google.
More professional.
Googly.
This looks a little bit less professional.
Yeah, it just looks. I don't know.
The old logo.
That's the new logo right there. Dan the Man just brought up the new Google logo, so we're looking at that. All right, on a different note, I guess we can talk about, you know, Caitlyn Jenner does not support gay marriage. And
It's enough.
Hold on. Hold on. She didn't enough support. Caitlyn Jenner. She did not support gay marriage gay marriage at one time. But ever since her publicity stunt, she has to support it now.
Well, I imagine she'd have to. I don't know. I'm just tired of hearing about this thing every... I mean, it's just enough. And, like, for some reason...
Caitlyn Jenner is a big publicity stunt. Take the penis off, then we'll believe it.
Again, yes. Yes, exactly. Get the penis off. I don't understand the reasoning behind it. She's got real balls, man. She really has real balls.
She admits... that she didn't support gay marriage.
Okay, just on a side note, I keep finding myself for some reason tuning into this god-awful show. It's like 10-15 minute time spans, and I just, for some ungodly reason... Yeah, and it's like, it's just so... I think I'm drawn to it.
Jersey Shore.
Yes, similar to that. Yeah.
It would be on MTV, and I'd be looking at it, and there'd be like a couple minutes, and I'd be like, this is interesting.
I was watching an episode where Caitlyn Jenner she was having wine with the gals. And it was just like,
the gals.
All right.
In parentheses. Yeah. Anyway, I don't understand. Like, I'm just tired of hearing about it. And again, like, why is she really famous? He's famous? I mean, it's Bruce Jenner, I understand that. But no, but I mean, really... Like, what other transgendered person is getting this much fame? I mean, Chaz Bono didn't get this much fame, which is... Okay, that's an inappropriate burp at a time when we're talking about Caitlyn Jenner. No, but, like, we didn't really hear about, you know, the Chaz Bono thing all that much. And, like, why is this such a... It's, like, literally every day there's something new about Caitlyn Jenner. I'm just confused by it. Why is it such a factor in our news day?
Because everything's a factor in today's news day.
No, what I mean,
it's
like...
Everybody, like, any celebrity, there's new news about them, it seems like, every day.
Yeah, but, like...
Like, LeBron, like, seriously, there's a news story for him. Like, oh, he landed in Hong Kong today. Oh, he was, like, seen with so-and-so today. Oh, he's doing...
It's people clicking.
Everybody is in the news.
This society clicks it.
Everybody
pathetic.
Advertises themselves, and they try to get...
Okay, but, like, why are the ratings so low for her show, then? Like, I mean, if it's such...
They're not that low. They're dropped low. Half, but they're not that low.
Going with the Kardashian family, those shows get ridiculous ratings, and it's not even that. It's not even remotely close to what they're getting. I mean,
hi, I'm Caitlyn Jenner.
That's literally.
Hi, I'm Caitlyn.
Dan the Man had a better one.
Her.
I'm gonna go for it. Hold on. Lee. Oh no! Hold on. I'm so tuned on the Chris Tucker impression. Hold on.
I'm Gilbert Gottfried.
Whoa! Oh, special whoa. Guest stopping by Bold Statements, Gilbert Gottfried.
Thank you for stopping by, Gilbert.
How you doing?
No problem.
So, your thoughts about the Jews?
They're great people.
All right, that's your time. Anyway, let's move on.
All right, thank you for stopping by, Gilbert.
Basically, your thoughts on Donald Trump being a president of the United States of America. Can you elaborate on the why'd you do that? Like, why? We're trying to blow Trump's toupee off.
Well, all right. Donald Trump wants to deport everyone who isn't a birthright citizen.
Amen, brother. Amen.
What? What are we going to do? Get more than half our country?
The Puerto Rican population.
Puerto Ricans are citizens, you dumb fuck.
I don't understand. They don't pay taxes and they come over here fucking entitled.
It's a United States territory.
I don't know. I think they just...
It's by fact a United States territory.
It is. I don't understand the United States logic.
Can we just give it up?
As a territory.
Give it up!
They're not going to really be paying taxes in equal or at least somewhat similar fashion to what the United States citizens do if they get all the same rights and the ability to also come over here.
I think Trump's first plan of action, if he gets in the White House, which I hope he upgrades to like a gold... Like, you know, plated White House. because I mean,
he has the gold house.
Why not? Yeah, the gold house. Why not?
Like, he just pays really,
yeah, fuck it.
Or the caption, "You're fired."
You're fired.
You're fired. Like on like the gates.
Everyone's fired in the country. Yeah, everyone gets rehired.
No, but I mean, I think his first point of action should be that he should just, you know, maybe put the Puerto Ricans, you know.
Puerto Ricans are United States citizens.
No, no, they're not. They're really
yes,
not.
Yes, they are.
No, they're
United
really
States
not. They think they are. They think they are.
Then Tim Duncan's not a citizen. He was born in the U.S.
Fine. Let him go back to the fucking Puerto Rico, or where the fuck he came
from. Virgin Islands.
Virgin Islands, where the fuck that is. But basically, I think his point of action should be to put all the Puerto Ricans in, like, camps.
No.
Really what? Sort out.
Excuse right. me? I'm half Puerto Rican.
Sort out.
I do not. I do not support this. Harry Montalvo does not support this.
Well, consider yourself half lucky.
These awful views are supported only by Nicholas Goschalack.
Hear me out.
But that's another story.
Hear me out. We go through the camps.
This is Nicholas Goschalack giving his opinion.
We get all the Puerto Ricans in there. And we just kind of filter them out, you know.
I'm half Puerto Rican.
Yeah, and then again, consider yourself half lucky because you know you look more white than. Orale!
What? Orale!
Orale!
That's Italian. Hey,
okay, hold on. Anyway, no, it's not. Is it?
Orale? That's not fucking Spanish.
Yes, it
at
is.
All. No, it is not. Odele,
that's what the Mexican dude in Pineapple
Express. Pineapple Express, Odele. Anyway, let me go back to my Puerto Rican camp thing, because I don't want them, you know, people to think I'm really... Okay, basically, I just would filter them out, kind of like figure out, like, you know, who's here and who's actually benefiting the country.
Kinda get the fuck out.
It's a filtering
here.
System, because
this
a lot
is
of them... No, living in Orlando, you know, you see a lot of, you know, Spanish people, and you can only assume they're Puerto Rican by their entitlement. You just gotta. It's enough sometimes. Like
no,
it's enough.
No, it's be tolerant,
man.
Be tolerant.
I'm not.
Okay, no, this was, it was all a joke.
Be tolerant. All a joke. Yeah, like, man. Just be tolerant,
it's a
man.
Comedy segment.
¿Qué pasa?
Horribly, horribly wrong.
What? ¿Qué pasa? I like Taco Bell. What's up?
Cheese.
Con
queso.
Con queso.
¿Qué pasa con queso?
No, in all honesty. Spices. All honestly, like, I really do like Puerto Ricans.
They blend the heat with the
wink, wink.
What are you talking about, wink, wink? What have they done to you?
They just... Okay, you know, just... I'm just tired. You know, they're very...
I'm a half Puerto Rican. What have I done to you?
That's over a 10-year span, we can go through a lot.
But we're still best friends.
There were a couple times in high school when I was actually, like, I was just walking in the hallway, minding my own business, and there was a couple people that came up to me, and, like, literally, I don't know what race they were not Caucasian.
I'm just joking.
African American. There was some shade in between. I don't know. They came up to me, they bumped me with their shoulder, and then they just looked at me like, what? Hey, what's up?
¿Qué pasa? Yeah.
What are
you doing, vato?
Like, I'm a non-violent type, so yeah. I kept walking, but I was just like, I don't
understand
that attitude of coming at me like that.
No, but that's kind of, okay, look, all seriousness, no joking here right now. This is an honest statement. I do feel when I encounter more Puerto Rican people in Orlando living, you know, where I do, they're just really aggressive. No, I'm being serious. Like, they're kind of aggressive people. I don't know why.
I've never encountered this. I haven't.
They're just very, again, like, I've
never encountered
aggressive people of all ethnicities. So why?
No, that's for sure. That's 100% sure. But I noticed more or less... People.
Those are the ones that, like, you think they
might Indian people are aggressive as fuck.
Well, Asians on the road, that should not be. That's a whole different, like... Do you think they should have licenses, Asians?
Anyone should be able to have a license if they actually.
But when you're okay, and this is also a truth comment right now too. When you have that much of like open eye space,
Nick's getting really racist. I don't support this.
I'm not getting racist. I'm actually asking because I'm not Asian. Do you have? Is that like a science to it? Is like do Asians like see less or more?
That's an interesting question.
I'm being
I don't know if anyone really.
I'm being dead serious. I'm almost falling.
Don't knock your TV.
Yeah, you're pretty close. To
I leaned over on the stool and I almost fell over. Anyway, but yeah, honestly, can somebody Google that? Do we know an Asian we can call?
My mother did work at an eye doctor place once, and she said the most common patients were Asians.
It's only 3:00 in the morning.
Like I've said, I'm not joking.
Yeah, no, she did say the most common patients were Asians, that they had the worst eyesight.
I don't know. I mean, All right, we're getting on like a really race-heavy podcast, so let's move on to something more positive. Fast food. Anybody like fast food?
McDonald's breakfast, October 6th.
This is true. This is
all
true.
Day.
This is very true. Egg McMuffins for everybody.
Hash browns. Can't wait.
I like the Egg McMuffins.
I just think it's also a sign of McDonald's desperation to have some success again.
Well, I mean, not for anything, but did you hear about Burger King trying to, like, offer, like, a peace treaty where they wanted to, like, merge together to make a McWhopper? I think it was going to be, like, September 19th.
I can't believe McDonald's turned that opportunity down. That would have been so much
publicity. Why not? Why
not? How much would McDonald's would be all over the news if they did that?
Exactly.
Oh, McWhoppers.
I mean, not for anything
everywhere.
Too. When I go to McDonald's recently, you know, I look at the dollar menu. Well, that's literally this broke ass bum can afford. I see not dollar menu items anymore. Everything's like $1.49.
The McChicken's still a dollar.
Is it really?
Yeah.
That's the only thing.
One of the few, yeah.
Yeah, because everything's like $1.39, $1.49. Dollar sweet tea is
$1.50. Double is $1.50. Well, it's $1.49. But
well like, I'm not saying like it's breaking the bank to get these things, but like don't. Call it on. Don't put it on the dollar menu. Like, don't call it a dollar menu item.
It's called the value menu. Yeah.
Oh well, color my fucking ass purple. I didn't know that.
One day I woke up and they just changed it to the value menu, and instead of everything being a dollar, it was.
But we are initiated.
Because they saw that a lot of people like us were just deciding to get like two or three things off the value menu, and they're like, "Oh well, fuck them. We'll make them pay $4 instead of $3."
I mean, Dan the man, I think, could attest to this. I mean, you know, back in our high school days. We could take $3, get a McDouble, McChicken, a sweet tea, put the McChicken into the McDouble, make a McDank, and call it a day. That was a meal.
It was a meal. Yeah.
Now it's like it's coming close to $5, and it's like it's not so appealing anymore.
Just get the caramel sundae.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like I'm just saying, like it was more. I mean, like, just the increase in the
like $3 or $4.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
It's like they're making it. We're just.
And I think they really did miss the opportunity to join like Burger King to kind of like, you know, revitalize interest in McDonald's and Burger King.
The McWhopper would have boosted both of the businesses.
Oh, that would have been everywhere for a minute. Everybody would have been talking about that. Even the idea, people were crazy all over Twitter and stuff and social media about it. They wanted it to happen, and then, you know, McDonald's turned them down. But, you know, when you got like other fast food options like Chipotle, which is obviously a healthier choice, like really destroying you.
I love Chipotle.
I'm not a big fan, mostly because of the price, but I do enjoy the food.
I had Chipotle last time, and was severely disappointed.
Really?
Because, first of all...
I had sofritas for the first time, which is a tofu, and it was insanely good.
See, I can't, I don't like tofu at all.
Okay, Chipotle used to be $6.25.
I've never liked it until
that time. Chipotle used to be $6.25 for chicken, and $6.65 for steak, barbacoa, and the pork, and all that. Now it's $6.50 for the chicken and $7.50 for like steak and barbacoa, and it's like it got too pricey.
Sons of bitches.
It's not that good. It's not that good to demand that price. It is a $6 meal at best.
I'll put it this way.
It's a $6 meal at best.
But when I eat Chipotle, physically my body feels a lot better after the meal than when I eat it.
Oh, there's no denying it's a healthier choice.
It's a healthier choice, but it's just, it's still overpriced.
I'm only going to pay maybe twice at another restaurant for what I'm eating, and to me it's a good meal.
Going off the fast food.
I'm a huge fan of Chipotle. That would be my favorite fast food restaurant. Especially if you call ahead and you just go pick it up. Like,
well, that's always a benefit too, when you can kind of call your order.
Because if you go to
walk right up, pick your order up, and you're
30 plus minutes. Like...
But going off like the fast food real quick, with staying with the food topic, why is healthier like alternatives so much more expensive? Why are we like subjected to like these, you know, ridiculous fucking increases on like food when it should be just, you know, the healthier stuff should be the cheaper stuff, not all this artificially flavored and
the question we should be asking is why are unhealthy food so cheap? Why has so much money and time been invested in making unhealthy shit really cheap and easy to manufacture?
See, that stems to a whole like really deep topic, because I mean, I was literally thinking that, man. Yeah, I was going right towards that.
Known supporter of that.
Yeah, I mean, you kind of, you know, these modified organisms and stuff that you're making these foods with and everything.
We're kind of human guinea pigs in a sense.
Yeah, you're literally testing us all out. And you've seen, obviously, a high increase in cancer in the last 40 years.
Every disease across the board.
And over the last 40 years, what have you also seen the increase in? Genetically modified foods.
Really since the Industrial Revolution, when human life became so much more stress-oriented.
Well, yeah. I'm just, I don't know, man. Like, you know, you want to eat healthy and stuff like that. You want to, like, want to better yourself. And, like, literally you're brought down by, like, you know.
It's too expensive.
You're brought down by cash and, like, how much you're making. Because, I mean, honestly, you can do Whole Foods. You can go cheap in there. You can get some rice. You can do some chicken and make it outlast and stuff.
You have, like, rice, chicken, and beans.
And yeah, and, like, stuff. But you're not really getting...
To really be healthy, you need to be eating a bunch of different types of vegetables. Yeah, you need to be kind of
diverse in your diet.
Like nuts, seeds, different types of grains, different types of meats.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm kind of like, you know, really tired of the prices to eat healthy.
I feel like access.
And that's what I'm saying with Chipotle. It's food. It's pricier.
Price should be a basic human right.
Well. I mean, live off the land. That's the goal.
That's not really as achievable as it used to be. No. Think about when America was founded, too. People were actually just given land to, like, here, do whatever you want with this.
And let's see what happens. Now it's just like, all right, is there room for a McDonald's?
There's room for another McDonald's on the same street.
I mean, yeah, if there's room for a McDonald's at a Walmart, all right, let's build
another McDonald's.
I mean, I'm just, it's just so hard to get healthy, man, in today's society. And, you know, I think, honestly, you know, technology,
you
too...
You live in California. Tell me, is it a completely different world?
Well, this, okay, living... Yeah, living in Orlando for a while and stuff like that, going to the fast food places, I was, you know, you don't really know what you're really eating unless you really look into it and understand nutrition and stuff like that. When I got to California, you know, I was really heavy and stuff like that. But, you know, when I noticed the biggest thing was when you started going to these fast food places, before they started doing it here, of course, is that... They put the calories and stuff, how much the calories is on, like, the menus and stuff like that.
Like the one that you actually see the price of.
Yeah, and then it says calories and stuff like that. So, like, literally right there, I didn't even have to know that much about nutrition, but I started to realize, okay, taking in 1,000 calories as opposed to, you know, 500 calories, I'm sure is a lot better for my health. So, like, that was the biggest thing, like, the biggest difference in California than here. And then, like, when I came back a couple years later and stuff like that, like, it was starting to... you know, pop up over here with the calories and stuff like that. But basically, yeah, like, you know, that right there just kind of shocked me into, like, all right, wow, I know kind of what I'm eating, you know? And it did help with the, like, a weight loss.
Yeah. I would assume, too, there's a lot more stores in terms of grocery stores.
There are many different healthy,
like,
yeah.
Like all natural and organic.
We got your Whole Foods, of course. There's
like even probably farmers markets.
Yeah, there's a bunch of markets going on usually around different parks and stuff like that. Yeah.
And I have to drive at least 20, 25 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. A lot of these places, and I'm sure it's not just Orlando, but, like, you know, the bigger cities, you have more, you know, accessibility to, you know, better options and, I guess, food and stuff, but, you know, Midwest and, you know, all those places don't have, you have to literally drive out to these places. And it's like, that's another reason why people don't really want to necessarily get into the healthy kick, because they have to literally,
to expand.
It's such a big process for everybody.
People would do it if it was actually feasible to do it. Yeah. Like, if there's one close to them and the prices could come down just a little bit.
Just a tad. Well, did you hear about Whole Foods? They just got caught a couple months ago about, like, them hiking up prices, like, overweighing, like, meats and stuff like that. So that's why the meats were, like, really expensive. And then they vow to, like, you know, start lowering prices in their stores over the next couple months and stuff like that. I mean, I've been there just recently, and I haven't seen really a decrease in price. So, I don't know if they're just talking out their asshole, but I don't know. You like Whole Foods?
I like the idea of Whole Foods. I don't like what happens when I get to the register at Whole Foods. That's the issue.
Elaborate.
Really. It's just, if money was no object at all in this world, it'd be great going to Whole Foods. But, you know, the amount of food you get for your dollar, obviously you're going to get more at a conventional store.
You take 20 bucks in there, you're not getting...
You're walking out with.
You're really. Half I mean, a yeah. Sack, yeah. Was, you're getting, like, some meat, maybe. Like, really, I said, rice.
If you get, like, two or three bags of rice, that'll help fill up the bag.
Yeah, but really, honestly.
You know.
All right. I guess we can move on from the food topics, and I guess we could talk about. Topics have been really weak over the past 2 weeks. Really, really stretching for news. I guess we can talk about. The new James Bond. I mean, there's been a lot of talk about possibly the black James Bond, Idris Elba.
Well, the top name in the betting pool is Tom Hardy.
Who was Bane, if anybody is...
And in Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes, yes. I don't know. I think...
Who would you want as a James
Bond? Well, Daniel Craig is now the current James Bond, and I'm sure he's... Well, last movie, right?
Possibly. After Spectre, it's no longer in Sony's hands.
Okay, yeah, so basically that's the last one. So, I mean, I would go with...
Jim Carrey.
Dan the Man said Jim Carrey under a muffled voice. I think he was concerned about his choice as well.
I think Dan the Man just...
If Tim Burton
is lost at this point.
If Tim Burton was directing, Jim Carrey would be a good James Bond. Yeah. But no, for Johnny Depp, rather. Honestly, Johnny Depp would be... Okay, but no, I would...
Pull it off. That's
probably, yeah. Seth Rogen. I'm James Bond?
I'm James
Bond. All right. So who was your pick?
He runs through the door and trips and falls over. And he does like a shitty roll.
You can smoke this?
Who would your picks be?
Oh, honestly, I'm going with this more suave, obviously English actor, Benedict Cumberbatch. I think he has like that perfect, sleek look. Good age. I don't know. I think that'd be good. Anybody else with a British actor?
Dan the Man?
Or are you going with somebody different?
Corbin Bleu
from High School Musical.
That's a pretty terrible choice.
That's an interesting choice.
I'm just, you know, it's a really...
you want a young African role. You want somebody who
he's
can
not the clean cut
bring life to the role.
White guy. He's
maybe make like, a James
he's
Bond
got
musical.
Crazy hair.
James
he's just
Bond
like
the
dancing,
musical.
Dancing, you know.
Yeah.
He's bringing a whole new attitude to Bond.
I respect that.
Going in a completely different direction. Just ignore everything else that's happened in the franchise.
I guess. What about you, Harito?
I would want Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Ugh.
I think he'd be a great James Bond.
Well, didn't he sign on...
I have no idea what you just said. That didn't sound like English to me.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
We had this problem a couple weeks ago.
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
With the Jets linebacker. I didn't understand how his last name was, and I was like... I don't know.
Let me explain Chiwetel Ejiofor. He was in...
Chewbacca...
No.
What was he in 12 Years
He was
slave?
The main character in 12
was he a
Years
slave?
A Slave. Yes.
Yeah. Was he a slave for 12 years?
Yes.
Yes, he was
he
12
start,
years
He was a free man his whole life.
Gotcha.
He was a free man his whole life. And
his name was Morgan Freeman, right?
No. He was lured down into
Samuel
Washington, D.C.
Samuel Jackson.
He was lured down to Washington, D.C., and then two people kidnapped him.
I'm a slave!
Sold him
for 12 years!
That's not funny.
And I've tried to break free! Because I was a man I was a free black man from the North! And then I was enslaved in the South because some white man did me wrong!
Hey, you're gonna learn today!
I tries, master, I tries!
Alright.
Matthew McConaughey is now a southern slave.
Now, that was Nick who was making that voice. So.
Lee! Help me! I'm on the plantation!
So I'm really getting carried away with the Chris Tucker impersonations. I'm so sorry. It's hard not to.
Look, Chiwetel Ejiofor would be a great James Bond.
Chiwi!
Alright,
I still don't know
who
he is, but it's okay.
He's... Oh, man. I'm trying to think of what you would know him from.
Not much, probably.
Yeah, you don't really...
He's going to be in Doctor Strange.
Like, what is he like? Describe him.
He's
Did you ever see 2012?
Yeah, 2012. It's like 2012 happens, and like remember when like the Mayans predicted the end of the world?
No, I didn't see it.
Okay, well that's a bummer.
You're not gonna know
who he is. I'll bring him up on Google while Harry continues the conversation. That's your cue to continue the conversation.
Okay.
We're no strangers to
I mean, yeah, I pick Chiwetel Ejiofor. I think he's gonna be. He'd be a great James Bond. He's English. He's English, he's got the charm, he's a great actor.
15 seconds, Daniel. Chewy Ejiofor. Is that right?
No. Chiwetel Ejiofor.
I put it's fine. Nothing came up. Chiwetel.
Is there anything interesting going on in sports?
Besides the NFL starting, basically preseason's like wrapping up right now.
Tom
Brady. When is the first game?
First game will be probably next week. Today is the 4th. Yeah, so it'll be around like the 11th or so.
Yeah, we have college football.
Well, college football, yeah, started. Yeah, it just started like a couple days ago.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, but by the way, I saw Boise State on tonight against somebody. But Harry brought up a good point. What about your thoughts on Tom Brady's suspension being reversed?
Tom Brady.
Obviously for Deflategate, where he, you know, was in cahoots with the ball boy, but deflating the football.
It's hard for me to have an opinion on it because I wasn't involved in it and I wasn't there firsthand. So no matter what, I'm reading someone else's account of the situation. I'm not actually seeing the evidence for myself or seeing the situation for myself. So it's a hard position for me to be put in. But, I mean, I'm sure whether the ball was inflated properly, underinflated, or even slightly overinflated, he probably would have been able to put the ball pretty close to where he wanted it.
Do you think this makes the NFL look bad with their, you know, obviously long road of just really obviously bad decisions with suspensions and, you know, how they deal with player conduct and stuff like that? I mean, because, you know, the Adrian Peterson thing obviously happened last year, Ray Rice happened, Greg Hardy. I mean, the list goes on with all these players.
Yeah.
And now you're kind of, in a sense, are you promoting, in a sense, the cheat? You can kind of get away with it if you're that good. I mean, that's what it seems like, because I don't know, like, why...
If you have a good enough lawyer, and if the player is...
I don't know how much evidence could be stacked against somebody here. Like, he's destroyed cell phones when, you know, the NFL and stuff asked him, like, not to destroy cell phones, you know, to keep, you know, the record and stuff like that, to see their text messages and everything. And then, I don't know, like, obviously there was something to hide, and, like, now you're just going to reverse it because he's Tom Brady, and he has sex with Gisele Bündchen. I don't understand.
He destroyed cell phones.
Yeah, he had a cell phone, and they specifically asked him, like, don't get rid of the cell phone, we're going to probably, like, need it to, you know, use it in the investigation, and he destroyed it, citing that it's a common practice that he uses, you know, when he gets the new cell phone, that he destroys his other one, you know, to keep personal, like, data and stuff, like... I don't know. How much... I mean... When you destroy a cell phone, are you incriminating yourself? I don't know. All I know is Harry's passed out.
Possession's 9/10 of the law, and I guess if he no longer possesses it, then he's basically already 9/10 innocent.
I suppose. But I just...
He found a loophole.
Yeah, but it's not fair, man.
It's not fair.
I mean, every Super Bowl Brady has been in, it's been tainted.
Legal systems, period, really just...
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a whole...
That's a whole other podcast. We'd have a separate podcast.
That's a three-hour podcast into how the judicial system fucks up every day. System.
And we'd have to go country by country, too. We'd have multiple episodes, probably.
Yeah. All right, stick with NFL. Your predictions on the NFL season. It's right around the corner, obviously. What are your favorite teams? What do you think is going to happen?
One team I'm going to keep my eyes on for sure is the Eagles.
Yeah.
There's a couple other games that I saw where their offense, their fast-paced...
Yeah, Sam Bradford from the Rams looked pretty good.
Everyone that I've seen playing on it just...
Well, I mean, it really starts with the quarterback play, and if you can get consistent quarterback play, I think you're obviously in a better chance than most teams.
But, I mean, I see them having the potential to actually, you know, move the ball well and score well. And if they do, obviously, you know, the more points you score, the more likely you are to win the game, so... It could be interesting to see how that fast-paced offense works in the NFL.
That's true. As I know, since we've been friends for a minute now, you're a Panthers fan.
Yeah, that I am.
Carolina Panthers, that is.
Yes.
Your thoughts about their season? And obviously, I wouldn't say a weak NFC South, but obviously, you know, you have some more talent now in the NFC South with the Buccaneers getting Jameis Winston.
You know, we made the playoffs last year. I really consider it a technicality.
I'm a big fan of Cam Newton. I just think he doesn't have the right pieces around him.
No, I'm a big fan of him with his skill set, but you know, when he's really never had more than one.
There's no deep threat on the team. Guys. There's no deep threat.
He had Steve Smith, who was, you know, he was a deep threat, and he was a route runner, and he was a speedster, and he could figure out a way to get open no matter what. And I wish they would have made him a lifetime Panther, but you know, I understand business.
Went to Baltimore, right?
I do what they gotta do. Yeah, he did.
I think he's still on there.
Yes, he is. So, you know, I wish him the best in his career, but you know, he set records that I don't know if anyone else will catch. Kelvin Benjamin, though, is a good receiver.
Yeah.
I feel good about him. Other than that, though, Cam doesn't seem like he has many targets, but we'll see. If they win six or more games, I'll be happy this year.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of a tough division.
I'll look
at
the schedule, honestly, and then I'll actually be able to give you an exact number of, like, about how many I would expect, but...
Well, if you do that, speaking of football again, you're a big Clemson fan, obviously.
Yeah.
You're a big fan of C.J. Spiller, who was, you know, a longtime Buffalo Bill. Now he's gone to the Saints, which is in the NFC South.
That's a tough one for me, being a division.
Obviously, he's an injury-prone running back, but, you know, he's a very, very good running back. You know, he does a lot on the kickoff returns. And
he hasn't ever missed a lot of time with injury. He was injured in college for basically his whole senior year with a turf toe injury. He still managed to bring his all-purpose yards up to second all time. Really, really extremely talented running back, athletically gifted running back, and returner as well. But it's hard for me having him in the same division as my favorite team, the Panthers. He had an arthroscopic surgery on his knee, and they said his expected recovery time was 4 weeks, which I thought was ridiculous because, I mean, I had an arthroscopic surgery on my knee for a meniscus, which they didn't say what the injury was because they don't have to because it occurred in training camp, but I'm assuming it was meniscus or less because there's no way they would expect him back in 4 to 6 weeks. I think he'll be all right, though, and I think in the system he's in, especially with a quarterback like Drew Brees, he's actually going to have a real quarterback for the first time in his NFL career.
True, true, true.
He's had Fitzpatrick and E.J. Manuel throwing him the ball so far, which, you know, my apologies to both of those, but they're not elite quarterbacks.
All right, right now, Super Bowl pick. Super Bowl 50, right now. AFC, NFC team. If you had a pick from what you've seen in preseason, what you've read, what you've heard, whatever. I'll give you mine after. And if Harry wakes up, he'll give you his. Because Harry's passed out now. He's had a few beers. He's had a long night. He's lost a few games of pool at the local bar we go to. And, you know, I think, you know, sleep was probably his best friend tonight. But anyway, your Super Bowl pick, Daniel.
It's too early.
I'll give you mine, then. It'll be AFC team, the Colts. Indianapolis Colts. NFC team.
Andrew the Man, Drew Luck. That nickname catches on for him.
Hashtag Andrew the Man, Drew Luck. No, but NFC team, I'm going to go with... Oh, man. Seahawks. Colts and Seahawks. Super Bowl 50. Seahawks go back for the third time. I'm flicking Harry's head. It's not... I'm trying to wake him up so we can talk about shit. Harry is taking a nap on Bolt statements, and now we've aggressively woken him up to discuss... Well, we just finished talking about the NFL, but now we're discussing... you mentioned you want a more serious name if you get into filmmaking. You thought your name wasn't appropriate, I guess, wasn't being taken seriously.
I think my name wasn't appropriate. I just think that Hollywood is filled with stereotypes, and I feel like I want to hide my Hispanic heritage if I can.
Oh my God! Like, you know, not for anything. Shots were fired, and not for anything. You know, we go back to, you know, the discussion about 20 minutes ago about, you know, my race issues. You're embarrassed about your Hispanic last name. Okay. Harry is inebriated, and now he's pissing. He's gonna go to the bathroom to piss. We're trying to have a discussion about why he's not okay with this. Yeah, Scoop. His Hispanic last name. I think he's afraid. I think he's afraid of, obviously there's some sort of stereotype, you know. I think we're going to take a break because I think Harry fell in the bathroom. We'll be right back, I guess.
We'll be right back with...
Yeah, Harry fell. I think he's bleeding. Hold on.